Yours, Jenny Lindman. How's your glasses? They're better?
I'm going to have to take them back.
Oh, really?
Mm.
You've needed readjustment of the arms.
The arms are too...
little tight.
They're too little.
Right.
I think just...
for your enormous head.
Whenever I get glasses, I spend about an hour looking for the perfect pair. And I think I drive the wonderful people crazy.
Right.
The customer service people. Because I'm like... Sorry, ladies. Can you just gather around? Which one's better at it? Ladies! this one, or this one?
Right.
Finally found the perfect pair. Mm-hmm. And I mustn't have noticed it was squishing my head.
Right. So I got to go and get them adjusted.
Well, no. They said we can't adjust them. We can't make these bigger because of the, I don't know, metal
the
or something.
The hinge works.
Anyway, I'm going to have to get them replaced.
Oh, no.
Look across.
You have to get the bigger pair?
Not these ones,
Good one. They're the more relaxed fit.
It's just not worth a tension headache.
No, right, exactly. I mean, true. Hey, today is Hug an Australian Day.
I mean, that's pretty easy.
It's pretty easy, right? We're asking which Australian you'd like to hug the most.
Okay.
So a couple of people have said, put in their entries. Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Give him a hug. I think he'd be like hugging like a brick wall, though, wouldn't he? Just like, I don't think that'd be, wouldn't be a comfy hug.
No.
You know. And Chantal said her dad, Roy, who lives in London, it's been 3 years since he'd been able to hug her dad.
Mm.
So I reckon that'd be a nice one. Any Aussies on the top of your list that you haven't hugged yet? You think, that'd be worth a hug?
What about... Humphrey B. Bear.
Humphrey B. Bear. Yes.
Although.
I mean, he's not wearing pants. Is that okay?
Yeah. I shouldn't say people. These characters.
Yes.
They're often a bit sweaty, aren't they? I have hugged characters.
On the inside, absolutely.
You can feel it through the.
Yeah, sometimes,
the fur.
As someone who has been several of those characters in their life. Yes.
Get a bit warm in there.
It is very warm in there. I was once Roger, the Pace Farm chicken. Think about that.
Roger, the Pace Farm chicken.
Right. That's not right. Especially when you remember that Roger has a couple of meanings. And
so do chicken. There's other words for chickens.
Exactly. So I was in the suit at an egg board breakfast with Jeff Jantz.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was at the IMAX in Darling Harbour in Sydney, and it's a very glassy building, and the sunrise came up, and it was just very hot in that.
Baking chicken.
And I fainted.
I fainted. That would have been quite the spectacle.
Indeed. So I had to be dragged out, which wasn't great. Anyway.
Cue Benny Hill music.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It is also World Burlesque Day.
Okay.
And celebrating all those people who are burlesque entertainers, no doubt, the exciting world of burlesque. Have you ever done one of those classes?
Nah.
Nah. I was the MC of a burlesque place for a while, for a couple of months. Just after Moulin Rouge was big.
Oh, yeah. Everyone was keen to check it out.
Changing comedy rooms into burlesque rooms and stuff like that. So I did a bit of that. And a lot of fishnet work.
Yes.
Not personally.
No.
But there's a lot of fishnet work. And the repair of a fishnet, the fast repair of a fishnet is a skill that some people in the burlesque world understand. And that is how you know when you're top shelf.
I didn't even know you could repair them.
Fix a hole in a fishnet.
Boom.
Super quick.
Did you ever learn?
No, I never wore them. I was in a suit, but that's fine. And today is also National Pretzel Day, Jenny.
Okay.
You like a pretzel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer the little ones, the little crunchy ones to the big...
The big bready ones.
Yeah.
Right.
What about you?
Yeah, I'll go by either.
Mm.
And shout out to those practitioners of the pretzel in the Adelaide Hills, you know, with the German heritage, the pretzel. I mean, I don't think you find finer than in the sort of Harndorf, Verdun, Lobethal triangle.
That's where it's at if you want something authentic.
Right.
Yeah.
You just go there and get yourself a pretzel today.
Which Aussie do you want to hug?
Well, I'm going home to hug the kids, but I give them a hug all the time.
But they're probably still top of your list, right?
Right, yeah. Any of the members of the Mighty West Tigers rugby league team who once again proved my cardio fitness was right with a 1-point win for the second week in a row. But I'll give them a cuddle.
Some more sweaty contenders.
Right. A couple of sweaty hugs. Nothing wrong with a sweaty hug. It's not a sentence I thought I'd be saying today, Jenny. But there you go. You'll be back after 8:30. But the local news coming up at 8:30. Plenty in there. $52.
$52
for every person in Barker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
Doesn't seem a lot, does it?
It's very interesting indeed. Mm.
Some questions to be asked between now and May the 21st. We'll talk about that and plenty more after the 8:30 local news with Jenny next. But first, speaking of glasses, this bloke wore them too. It's Roy Orbison and Pretty Woman. 8:15.